Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Now that I'm next to you, no more dreaming about tomorrow. Forget the loneliness and the sorrow, I gotta say.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio sa Melbourne, si Feliz Morales at si Chris Twason. Kamusta?
Kamusta?
Kamusta, mabuti.
Yeah. Si Feliz, hindi na siya bago dito sa SBS. Kilala natin siya bilang isa sa mga stars ng Pencil to the Jugular at iba pang mga pelikulang nilikha ni Matthew Victor Pastor. Pero ngayon, singer ang peg niya sa ating programa. So Feliz, paano ka napunta sa pagkakanta?
Well, being Filipino, I think it's in my blood. But I actually have always had an interest in performing. And throughout high school, I was like trying to audition for musicals and stuff like that. And I never got into it. I never got in, even though I auditioned. And then in year 11, I started taking singing lessons, and then I realized I actually have a voice. So since then, I've just been like trying to do it, made YouTube videos, always wanted an audience. But then I realized instead of like waiting for opportunities, you can make opportunities for yourself by busking.
And yun ang gagawin ninyo ni Chris ngayong Sabado sa Melbourne.
Yes.
Chris, paano mo naman nakilala si Feliz?
I met Feliz from a little production group called Top Rock Productions, and she's the actress, and I am the soundie, and it was like a end of the year thing, and yeah, I've seen Feliz's face a bunch of times on the screen, but you know, as a soundie, that's you always see that in editing, and then I finally met her in person. Yeah, we got along. And one time they said, Feliz is going to do a song. Can you play guitar? And I said, yeah, sure, you know. And it's kind of that's where it kind of all started.
Soundy, ibig sabihin sound engineer?
Oh, sound engineer. Yung tigahawak po ng mic. Habang nagshu-shooting sila.
So,
unsung hero.
Kung baga sa Pinoy, audio man.
Pero
mahigit pa yun doon, hindi ba?
Opo.
Sabi mo nga, ikaw ay nag-aral ng sound engineer. Pero bago nun, nabanggit mo, nag-law ka? Kung hindi ako nagkakamali?
On the way to law. Dapat po kasi yung susunod kong degree, yung una kong ginawa, ano siya, parang stepping stone papunta sa law. Pero yung requirement po nun, bago kong mag-graduate, kailangan kong mag-internship sa law firm, ganun. Kaya nagawa ko mga 1 year sa law firm. And just hated it.
Ayaw mo maging pilosopo?
Hindi ko po kaya. Hindi na kaya ng, what do you call it?
Powers?
On my soul. Kaya,
pero gusto mong maging abogado?
At the time, akala ko po yun gusto ko. Plus yun din ang gusto ng nanay ko.
Siyempre, Pinoy ang nanay mo, apa. For sure.
Pero yun, talagang gusto ko po yung music eh. Yun ang talaga kong sinasabing, this is what I'm gonna pursue. Pero why am I working so hard to be a lawyer? You know? That's what I was always asking myself. If I had given this much attention to my music, maybe I'd be good at that instead of being good at writing essays. Or in a law firm, writing letters.
Ikaw, yeah. Feliz, dati pa ba? Gusto mo ng like, kasi ang day job mo ay nurse.
Yes.
Sinunod mo rin ba ang payo ng magulang mo?
Yes. gratefully so, but you know, I'm like I realize how much of a walking stereotype I am. I'm a nurse and singer, like Filipino.
Madami nga yan dito sa Melbourne.
We live the stereotype.
Pero ang swerte ng mga pasyente mo. Pediatric nurse ka kung di ka nagkakamali.
Yes, I am.
So palagi mo silang kinakantahan.
You know, I bring my joyful energy there, but I try to keep the singing to a minimum.
So meron ka ba mga Pinoy na pasyente na...
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I have Filipino patients. Actually, now that I've learned some Filipino songs, maybe when I see them in the hospital, I'll like serenade them a few things now that they can understand.
At isa sa mga kakantahin nyo sa Saturday ay mga OPM. Kaya ka nagkakamali.
Correct.
Yeah.
Pwede mo kaming sampulan?
Alright, take three.
Woo!
Hindi ka ba napapagod? Di kaya nagsasawa sa atin mga tampuhan? Walang hanggang katapusan. Napahid ng mga luha, damdamin at puso'y tigang. Wala nang maibubuga, wala na akong maramdaman.
Thank you, Haji Alejandro, nasa Melbourne na. So, mahirap ba, Felice, maghanda para sa busking? Ano yung mga kailangan mong gawin?
Oh, it was actually a really interesting experience because I was going to sing by myself. And then I realized when you reached out to me, I was like, oh, I can make this bigger. And like, actually, I know a couple of Filipino musicians that would be cool to sing with. And I thought, oh, we can like actually sing three songs each and like sing Tagalog songs. And like, it would just sound so much better than with a minus one, which is what I would have done if I did it by myself. So I'm really grateful that Chris has been really invested in this project and like has all his mad guitar skills learning on the fly. And my friend Angela as well is coming and she's got an amazing voice. She's going to sing some Sara Geronimo and some Olivia Rodrigo for a bit of, you know.
Kailangan mo bang mag-apply ng permit?
Yes, you have to. And actually right now, it's free till June.
Para i-encourage yung mga taong bumalik.
Mm. Correct.
Maganda yun, ha? Pag nag-apply ka ng permit, pang matagalan ba to or isang beses mo lang pwede gamitin?
So the busking license lasts for a year. But if you're like just a visitor, I think you can have like a monthly sort of thing.
So anong ng interest mo na kumanta ng OPM?
I had a friend who told me like maybe in your set list for your busking, because I had this goal of singing like busking once a month. And he was like, oh, maybe you should sing a Filipino song. And then that idea just like propelled and I was like, wait, why don't I sing all Filipino songs? I don't know. I had this idea of singing in front of like Gariton ice cream shop. Hopefully we're allowed. But and just this idea of like singing songs and like whether you're Filipino or not, like people just unite through music and just like the sound. And so whether you understand it or not, it can bring people or at least interest people in the culture.
Narinig kita, kinanta mo yung buwan.
Oh, yes.
Pwede mo kaming sampulan?
Juan Carlos.
Yes.
All right.
One, two, three, seven.
Sa ilalim ng puting ilaw, sa dilaw ng buwan, pakinggan mo ang aking sigaw. Sa dilaw ng buwan. We're gonna end there.
Chris, saan ka natuto o sinong nagturo sa'yo mag-gitara?
Funny, I always think yung una kong talagang first time na matuto ng mga chords, ganun. Kasi bago nun, I was always had a guitar. Pero didn't know how to use it. Or I just made noise with it or whatever. And then it was in the Philippines. One of when I was coming back, it was like my cousin showed me how to play. And yeah, I kind of just had an interest from there, you know. It was, I think I was 14 years old. And it was on and off. But then I took it seriously like 16, 17, around that age when I wanted to make music. Basically.
Kasi Pinoy yung magulang mo, di ba? As tatanong ko sana, nirigaluhan ka ba nila ng gitara?
Kuya ko po.
Kuya
si
mo.
Kuya po. Binigyan niya ako ng acoustic. Tapos nung nakita niyang gusto ko ng rakrakan, konting something a
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, po. Then he said, yeah, we'll get you an electric guitar. So yeah, thank you, Kuya.
So hanggang ngayon, tumutugtog ka pa rin ng electric guitar.
Opo.
Likha sa mga Pilipino. pwera ako. May boses no, na sure. kumanta yeah. or may alam na instrument na laruin, hindi ba? Mm. Like, pangkaraniwan, makikita mo, umuwi ka madalas sa Pilipinas na opo. Sa sari-sari store, may gitara.
Mm. Opo, kahit saan, wala na inuman, ganun. Oo. Meron tumutugtog, wala pang iPod.
Diba?
Naabot ko pa yun.
Naabutan mo ba yung song hits, yung makapal, yung jingle?
Yung libro?
Yung okay. libro.
Apa.
Nagdala ka nandito sa Australia?
Hindi po ako. Pero yung mga, yung pinsa ko, yung sabi ko nagturo, nagpakita sa akin ng mga chords, ganun. Meron po siyang ganun.
Oo, oh, kasi...
Tapos hinahanap niya yung pag may nagre-request.
Oo, oh, bago magkaroon ng iPhone, di ba? Yun na. Oh, wala pang Google noon. Yun ang Google na libro.
Apa. Oh. Nokia lang yun.
Oh. So, ano ang naging reaction? Dahil sabi mo nga, gusto rin ng nanay mo na mag... abogas siya ka. So, anong naging reaction ng nanay mo nung sinabi mong ayoko nang ituloy?
Ah, nung una ko sinabi ko po, ah, I mean, she wasn't happy. Hindi naman po siya, hindi naman siya ganun nagalit, pero, kasi parang I led her on, you know, akala niya na talaga
pinaasa mo
siya. Ito ambition ko eh. Diba? Kasi bago nun, sabi ko, I'm gonna be a basketball player. And then when I said, no, I'm gonna be a lawyer, sabi niya, oh my God. Galing so, naman ng anak ko. Galing naman.
So nagbo-basketball ka rin?
Opo. Ah. I am stereotype too.
Pinoy na Pinoy ka talaga. Pero, ang sound engineer ay isa ring lehitimong profesyon, ika nga. Pero hindi, walang masyadong may alam, hindi ba?
Hmm, it's one of those things. Kasi, hindi naman... Kung sinabi kong engineer po ako, baka sabihin ng mga iba, engineer ba yan? wala naman na ganun yun. Pero,
So, ang sound engineer, anong ginagawa niya? Dito sa SBS, mayroon ng mga ganyan. Sound engineer.
Yung dalawa nag-setup ng mic sa atin kanina, yun, sound engineer yun. Ginagamit na yung mga pang-recording, ganun. Basta, pag dinidescribe ko po sa film, sinasabi ko, basta pag nanood ko yun ng movie or video, basta lahat ng narinig nyo, ako po, naggawa nun. Ako nag-edit nun, o ako nag-recording, o yung post-production mixing, pagkatapos nun, yun pong ako po yung nagagawa nun. Ganun.
Sa live TV or live radio, yung nagsisiguro na malinis yung boses, malinis yung feed. Hindi
opo, ganun. Oh. Pero hindi po ako naggagawa ng live na recording. Pero yung sa show, ganun, ginagawa ko rin po yun. Kasi yung isang ginagawa ko rin sound engineering, ano sila eh, banda din sila eh. Kaya palagi meron lumalapit din sa amin. Yung mga tao, sinasabi, hindi ko marinig yung bass, so hindi ko marinig yung boses, pakilakasan nga. Yun, gami po yun. Gami po yung tigalakas.
Or kayo yung mga ano, sikreto kung bakit gumaganda ang boses ng mga banda.
Opo, I like to think so. I like to think so.
At syempre kung meron namang mga... recording, audio recording ng kanta, kayo rin yung nandun sa mixer. Tama?
Opo.
Dahil alam natin, si Felice, siya ang susi sa pag-aruga at paggaling ng mga pasyente sa ospital.
Opo.
So, Felice, sa pag nagtatrabaho ka, paano mo sineseparate yung si Felice na artist sa Felice na nurse?
I tried it. Yeah, that is a good question.
Kasi di ba pag sinabi mong artist, medyo na si stereotype na may moods, merong kailangang i-imbibe mo yung character.
Mm-hmm.
So, ini-imbibe mo ba rin yung character ng pediatric nurse?
Well, I guess, yeah, as working with kids, you have to have a certain energy and sort of like this pleasant persona, which I hope is like actually just me. But I guess I have to act like I'm awake sometimes. a lot more.
Pagpagod ka?
Yeah. I have to act like I have energy. I always try and keep it up so the kids feel that like positive energy and like try not to get them scared. Like we do this thing called cannulation. Like you put a needle in someone's arm. Oof. And that's really scary for kids because you're literally putting something in them while they're awake. So sometimes acting comes good in that like, you know, distraction methods, trying to like, we have VR headsets actually that kids can wear.
And high tech na.
Yeah, we're pretty high tech. They can wear it and then they listen, like they feel like they're deep sea diving, and then the sensations that you feel when the needle goes in, it's like they're saying, oh, the fish is biting your arm. Or like when we're putting the alcohol wipe, it's like, oh, the fishes are swimming past your arm or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Ah, so para ka rin pala talagang artista o artist. Gusto ko yung kwento mo, Chris, na nung sinabi mo sa nanay mo na magbabasking ka.
I was telling my mom, I see her like once a week. Sabi ko sa kanya, magbabasking na ako. Sabi niya, ano yun? Sabi ko, yung isang kaibigan ko sa Facebook, gusto niya magtugtog ng Tagalog. Ganun. Kasi palagi niya sinasabi, ba hindi ko makanta ng Tagalog? Kaya, now I'm telling her, sabi niya, edi ano yung basking? Sabi niya, tutugtog kami sa daan, on the street. Sabi niya, hindi ba nagmamalimos ka lang? Hindi ba pagmamalimos yun? Sabi ko, no, it's not the same. Sa Melbourne, that's cool.
I suppose yung basking ay isang paraan para mapakilala mo rin yung gaya mga sinabi mo, huwag mong hintayin dumating sa yung oportunidad.
Yes.
Gawin mo yung oportunidad para sa'yo.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not always just YouTube.
No. There's something about like a live performance and having crowd interaction. Like, yeah, it's one way with YouTube. But like on the street, you can literally have people heckle you if they really want to, or just stop and listen or walk away. Like, you know, anything can happen. So it's exciting.
It's like a live concert.
Exactly. Yeah.
With free tickets.
Free tickets.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
No more dreaming about tomorrow. Forget the loneliness and the sorrow. I gotta say, it's all because of you. And now we're back together. Together, I wanna show you my heart is oh so true. And all the love I have is especially for you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.